WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at tonight's local baseball broadcast.
Cazenovia plays host to Sauk Prairie tonight in area home talent baseball. Here's Caz manager Nick Stittleberg.
Our Sunday league season officially ended this last weekend for us, but I think we have four games left now in the Thursday night league yet for us, so still plenty of ball to be played for us.
Nick says Sauk will be a formidable opponent tonight.
They're all around a great ball team. They have good pitching. They play phenomenal defense, and they can hit the ball well from 1 through 9 in the lineup. You don't really have an easy out anywhere with them, so you have to have all your cylinders firing for the game and in order to keep her close and pull out a W against them.
Pre-game time 7:10 tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, and then it's Sauk at Cazenovia. First pitch time scheduled for around 7:30. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich will seek an alternative solution for his back injury. Surgery would have kept the National League's leading batter out of the rest of the season. Instead, Yelich will try to rest and rehab, according to Major League Baseball analyst Ken Rosenthal. The 32-year-old veteran was placed on the injured list earlier this week. He has struggles with back issues for several years. After an open date, the Brewers are back in action, and they'll be at home tonight, taking on the Marlins in a three-game series with Freddie Peralta starting the game against the Marlins. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6:35. Milwaukee Brewers closer Devin Williams appears to be on the verge of making his season debut after missing 4 months with stress fractures in his back. Brewers President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold says that we're hoping for Devin here in the next few days if things go well. Williams has struck out 6 and walked 2 without allowing a hit in 3 scoreless innings during a rehabilitation assignment. Williams went 8-3 with 36 saves and a 1.53 ERA last season to earn his second National League Reliever of the Year award. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has received a commitment from an international guard prospect. 6'5" Hayden Jones of New Zealand becomes part of the UW recruiting class of 2025. The announcement was made yesterday. Jones has been playing in the New Zealand National Basketball League for the last 2 seasons. He has also played on the international circuit for his native country and has competed with its FIBA team. Coach Greg Gard has several open spots to fill with several seniors on the roster now. And Paris has kicked off its first Summer Olympics in a century with a rain-soaked, rule-breaking opening ceremony. Widespread travel disruptions triggered by what French officials said were coordinated arson attacks on high-speed rail lines and rains in Paris has dampened the mood ahead of the ceremony's start on Friday evening. But as the global audiences tuned in, the show's spectacular launch immediately lifted spirits. A humorous short film featured soccer icon Zinedine Zidane, and it was followed by fireworks of French blue, white, and red. Crowds crammed along the River Seine and were watching from balconies and oohed and awed as Olympic teams began parading in boats along the waterway. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.